You think I should do something?
That's cool.
If I am doing something and, you know, people don't know about it, then that's my business, you know, whether I want to let them know about it or not. I don't, my opinion of J. Cole is not diminished. My opinion of No Name is not diminished. So it's just like, it's another thing. It's an interesting topic. But...
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. But let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy, Kevin, a.k.a. Kevlar, a.k.a. the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And finally, and lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through Sessions of Neon is the Cloudborn Hero, a.k.a. but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the light.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I'm here to talk to you about the hypocrisy that I see in the Black community. This may be new to some of you. This may be old to some of you. I'm just here to talk about what I've seen and what I believe. I have my friends here to get their perspective, because obviously, I'm just one person in this entire world, and I don't know everything. So sit back, relax, enjoy the talk. Thank you for the time.
Before I begin this, I want to say that these things, it's going to be questions or just things that I just don't understand. So I don't mean to be offensive to anybody. If it does come off that way, I do apologize. So this first part thing I want to talk about, it kind of came up in front of my eyes more so recently when No Name was getting on J. Cole about like not speaking up for the Black community. And like, I mean, okay, I love No Name. That's my girl. I fuck with her heavy. But it just seems like why was she going after J. Cole specifically? Like, why did J. Cole have to be the person to say something in this movement? And it just seems like, and I also saw another tweet like a little before that, and they were talking about how they were getting on Donald Glover for not saying anything about what's going on. And they're like, oh, is this really your King of Atlanta? And I was like, okay, first off, yeah, that nigga's famous, but I wouldn't call him the King of Atlanta. I don't think he can call himself the King of Atlanta. He just loves Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And he doesn't need to say anything. Like Dave Chappelle said it in one of his stand-up, and I agree with that nigga 100% that the streets need to talk for themselves. They're not here to hear what the celebrities have to say and all that stuff about what's going on. So it just seemed weird. Like, it seems like in this movement, they want all these Black artists, male Black artists specifically too, to say something about what's happening. And it's like, or why? I don't understand it. And why does it have to be male? Why can't the females do it? Like, No Name's doing it, but she's just a really activist. I don't think there's a lot of huge Black women out there that are out here trying to make a huge difference, and like they're getting on them for it. Like there are Black women that are chilling, doing nothing, and no one's saying anything to them. But you get Dave Chappelle, you get J. Cole. People are talking about Kendrick. People are talking about Donald Glover. It's just like, why do they need to say something? Like they've been saying shit forever. If you just listen to them, like none of the stuff that they're gonna say now is gonna change. So I just want to know what your guys' thoughts about that is. Like, how do you feel? Or am I wrong for seeing it that way?
Do you mind if I go first real quick?
I mean, whoever.
Okay. But I agree with a lot that you said. I will say that when it comes to, I guess, the Black Lives Matter, like, movement, and this kind of goes back to a quote. I'm going to kind of try to paraphrase it. But I think Donald actually said this in his interview with like Charlamagne the God and like the Breakfast Club, where he was talking about how pretty much like, and this is like tangentially related, but like pretty much like the white people, like in hip hop music, kind of like hold the power But if you look at it, black males have the biggest fan bases. They will always have bigger fan bases when it comes to black women, black trans males, black trans females, or black queers, like bar none. The black male is like the front runner for the black community just because of how the world sees not only gays, but women and transgender people. Like when you look at any kind of racial group, it'll always go like males are like the forefront. They will always have like the, basically their voices will be more heard because they're just higher up on the social caste. You can dispute it, but if you just look empirically, you look at how many people actually listen to you know, your Rhapsodies and your fucking like Missy Elliott's and your fucking Erykah Badu's and shit like that. And if you were to compare like their messages and stuff like that to a message of Kendrick or Drake or your Coles or, you know, your Joey Badasses, I could pick even more conscious rappers. Those black conscious rappers will always have a bigger audience than any black female, bar none. I think that a lot of the times, there are a lot of black women speaking out, but their voices are usually drowned out either because their fan bases aren't that big. They get attacked by other fan bases that are way bigger than them, who are either misogynistic or racist. So sometimes whatever they're saying on their platform doesn't get out that much. Tying it back into like how what I said about the Donald quote earlier is that your people like Childish, Kendrick, Cole, Drake, or whatever, if they spoke out because their fan bases are so big, not only do they reach like a wide majority of people, but like different races, whether that be white, Hispanic, black, Asian, or whatever, they could make a big difference in the community. And I think that what No Name was trying to say is like, yes, you know, they might have talked about this stuff like on previous albums, but it's like, where are they at now when we need them the most? Like on some fucking Last Airbender shit, you know? It doesn't matter what you kind of did in the past if you're sitting on your ass when you're needed the most.
Okay, but that's the thing. They weren't. They just weren't saying anything now. And J. Cole was at some of the walks. Like, he was out there.
He was, you know, yes, what I'm saying? He was. Like, yeah, but I was just trying to explain it from her point of view.
Yeah, I get it. I see it. It's just weird how it's just like, as a black male, you try, and then when you do it, and you're like, all right, I'm still working, and you're not like doing it actively, like people don't see it, like, it's like you're now wrong. It's like, this nigga J. Cole just dropped two songs. Like, he's working, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's sitting on his ass. This nigga's not chilling. He has a whole crew. He has a whole team he's running. It's like, and then this shit happens. He's doing his thing. And I'm not like, I'm just focused on J. Cole because this is what brought to my attention. And I know it happens more outside of just J. Cole and No Name, but it's just like a black male can work his ass off and do everything right. And then no matter what, somebody's gonna be like, nigga, why aren't you doing this? It's like, nigga, damn, like, hold on, like, it's coming, like, shit, nigga, like, what do you want from me? I'm only one nigga. Like, she could have called out Drake. She could have called out somebody that's not saying some shit.
The
you know
thing
what I'm
is,
saying?
If I remember it correctly, I don't actually think she ever called J. Cole out by name first. I think she just ambiguously was like, your favorite rapper, da-da-da, who's conscious, whatever, is nowhere to be seen. Like, if I remember the original quote correct or the original tweet correctly, I don't think she ever called J. Cole out by name. And then that's when J. Cole came on, I think, he came out with like a song. I can't remember what the name of the song was, but that's when he called No Name out. And then that's when I think they started calling each other by name, but initially it wasn't.
I mean,
I could,
but it still erased the fact that's like, why does she even have to say that? Like, they're still out there doing their shit, but they have lives too. Yeah, it's my
take on it is essentially what Kevin's is. It's just a difference of opinion. It's whether it basically comes down to, do you agree with No Name or do you agree with Dave Chappelle? Dave Chappelle's like, it doesn't matter what anybody's saying. Like, it doesn't. The amount of money in my pocket does not make me more equipped to talk about these issues. Talking as Dave Chappelle,
exactly.
Right? But then other people are saying, all right, the money in your pocket doesn't matter, but your influence does. So, like, if you can get to, Jonathan Smith, who lives, you know, in Beverly Hills in his nice house, and you can talk to him and get him to listen so he can, like, stop for 2 seconds and think about what's going on in the world, that's what I need from you right now. So that's where No Name was coming from, just saying in general that, like, hey, if you have a platform of any kind and you're about rap or hip-hop, which is about the streets, which is about Black culture, this is, like, your time to shine. Like, you have never been... There's never been a situation where you've been more equipped to get it done than this moment right now. I think that's more what she was saying. And then kind of going with your thing about, Mikey, about, how come Black men can do all these things and, like, they still kind of get shit on for it? A lot of that is about being in the middle. And, because, like, it's like what Kevin was saying, specifically in America, I can't speak to other countries and everything, the absolute center of power, in quotes, is the middle-aged, white, straight, white Christian male. Every step you take away from that thing, your power diminishes. So, like, in the situation of a Black man, well, you're male, you know, so you're a man, so when you're not a boy, so that means you're probably middle-aged. It seems like you have a shit ton of power based on those two things, but then we know about systematic oppression and all these other things. It just kind of gets blurry for, I think, the people from the outside or just anyone else, where it's like, because you're so close to that center point of how much power you should have, people expect more of you, but then they don't take into account what each step away from that center point does for you. Like, how far back does that push you? How does systematic oppression affect you in that way? Because you're a gay Black man, or just a Black man, or, you know, a young Black man, an old Black man, this, that, or the other. So I think in general, like J. Cole too, again, I don't think, like you said, I don't think No Name was coming for him specifically, but if she had been, I think a situation where it's like, she's a Black woman, which means her voice isn't going to get as far as J. Cole's voice because he's male. So then you come for him and say, hey, I can only talk to 50 people. You can talk to 100. Talk to your 100 people. Like, let's get this done, which I think is where the issue was coming from.
Yeah, I would just want to say real quick, like, if any of the listeners are, like, kind of on the fence about this idea, if you don't understand it from No Name's perspective, if you are one of the people on Twitter, and I just want to say this, I am not pro-capitalist at all. I don't care about some of, like, the 1%. But if you're one of the people on Twitter that slanders, Jeff Bezos for having the platform that he does, for having the money that he does, like, in the middle of a pandemic where he can help, like, a lot of communities with the wealth that he has, like, the extraneous wealth he doesn't need, and he's not doing it, and you're slandering him, but not slandering, you know, people with these platforms, kind of like No Name was trying to, you know, get at some of these conscious rappers at, they are pretty much doing the same thing, because they both have power, like, in their respective, I guess, like, realms, whether it be money. I mean, these Black men also have money, as well as, like, a voice that reaches, you know, a large audience. And you think that it's okay to say, like, this is bad because he's not sharing his money, but this is not bad because this person over here can decide when they want to talk and when they won't want to talk. It's, to me, like, even though that's a hyperbolic comparison, they still get at the core issue of that, you know, a billionaire might probably should, you know, use their platform to help out, you know, poor people or, you know, people who are down right now, but they don't have to. Same thing with, like, a lot of these rappers. They should use their platform. They should use their power for good, but they don't have to. So it's kind of like, I understand where Mikey's coming from. Like, J. Cole's doing other things. He's been marching in the streets like that. So I do agree with that perspective. You just have to remember at the end of the day, like, the should is not necessarily like what they could do with their platform. And I think that's where this argument actually really stems from, is that a lot of people are thinking that these people should do it, when in actuality, they could do whatever the hell they want with their power. Realistically, they don't have to talk on matters, or they don't have to use their money for certain things. It's sad, but it's true.
I'm not against No Name. Like, I love her, like I said. I just didn't understand. Like, because when this was brought to my attention, I didn't even know about it. It was like, I was hanging out with Jonathan. He was just telling me about J. Cole made a rap about No Name. And I was like, for why? And he was like, well, apparently, this is what happened. And I was like, oh, shit. So I was just confused. I was like, it seemed like this nigga was doing good. And why did she do that? It was, she tweeted about it first, and she didn't say nobody. And all that stuff. I didn't know J. Cole snapped back. But listen, regardless, that nigga J. Cole, leave that nigga alone, bro. Come on, man. Jermaine, Cole, come on, man. But that's my little 2 cents on that. E-Man, did you have anything?
Yeah, no, I agree with me that I don't really like it when people call out other people for doing things or for allegedly not doing things if they're not 100% sure that that's what's happening. But I also do, I mean, I don't blame No Name for saying that people should be, I don't know, contributing in a way that she thinks that they should be contributing, because that's her opinion. And I don't know enough of the details to really be able to speak on it with any kind of confidence, but I don't blame either J. Cole or No Name for anything. I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, if you think I should do something, that's cool. If I am doing something and, you know, people don't know about it, then that's my business, you know, whether I want to let them know about it or not. I don't, my opinion of J. Cole is not diminished. My opinion of No Name is not diminished. So it's just like, it's another thing. It's an interesting topic, but I'm more of a listener in it than an active participant.
It's just Jermaine. That nigga hit my heart. But, that's cool. So I also, going back to that, I feel like a lot of people think that No Name was like angry about the situation. And I don't really think she was. And it just seems like, all right, have you ever noticed that when a black woman gets mad, people like kind of, or gets angry, they call her mad or crazy or something like that? Because even in Tyler Perry, it's Diary of a Mad Black Woman, not an angry black woman. There you go. She crazy, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it seems like there's something about when a female black woman gets mad, it's like they're uncontrollable. But like if a black male can get mad and or get angry and be okay, it'll be like, ah, oh, this nigga was just, you know, put down, slave times, all that shit's rooted in our gene system. It's like, we're pretty much like depressed all the time because like how we grew raised and all that shit. So it's like, it's okay for us to get mad and just be angry all the time. But if a white woman, I mean, not a white woman, if a black woman does it, then they're just crazy and nobody wants to deal with her. And then we get like people saying, I don't want to deal with a black woman, like a black male saying, I don't want to deal with a black woman because, you know, they're not nice. They're crazy. They're too savage, blah, 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 all this stuff. And it's like, it kind of hurts because it's like, those are our queens, you know, those are our women. Like, why wouldn't you want to be with them? Like, even if you end up with someone else, you should still have love to be like, if I end up with a black woman, I'm going to want it. Like, you should not run from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are some black dudes that'll be like, nah, I can't be with a black woman because bitch crazy. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, nah, dude, like, they're not crazy. I mean, they're just as mad as we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were in it too. So I don't really understand where them being crazy came from. So, I mean,
yeah. I think a lot of that has to do with, because I don't know that I agree that. Go ahead.
sorry, real quick. Also, this, I know we probably should get like a girl's like opinion on it, but we can like kind of go over as much as we know, or we can try to understand, because I am a male, so I will not really fully understand the extent of what we go through or why people might think that. But just wanted to say that this is just an opinion-based thing. I'm just trying to figure shit out.
Yeah. Like I was gonna say, I think a lot of that has to do with, because I don't think I hear that coming from younger males. I feel like that's closer to like late 20s and up,
right?
And then the occasional sprinkle of mid 20s. And I think a lot of that has to do with how they were raised. And like, because I think when you're younger, either you have like, so assuming, you know, like the quote unquote perfect household, whatever the fuck that means, you would have, you know, a mom and a dad, right? And let's say they're both black, because you're black, right? If you're, so they're both black, means they're both dealing with oppression and all these other things that should make them angry.
Mm-hmm.
If the dad is the one who's angry, and that, or that's just who they see first, and the mom, so the mom should be consoling and nice and sweet and all these other things, but that's only when it's placed to give the child balance. Because again, if we're assuming a quote unquote perfect household, there just needs to be balance. It doesn't really matter who's the angry one and or who's the one who's giving discipline, as long as they can get the love from one side and discipline from the other, or even split of both between the two of them. So I think black men get angry, and if they get too angry, then now the mom can't show anger. Like, I think there's a lot of like no one's ever really, they always say no one's ready to have a kid. So I think a lot of it is just subconscious things that you learn to do. So if the mother sees that the dad is always angry in front of the kid, well, she can't also be angry. So she has to like pull that back and try not to be angry. So then the little black boy grows up and his mom wasn't angry. So then he then goes out into the world, and when he sees normal or every other black woman, and then she's angry about shit, he's like, no, they're crazy. Like, black women don't act like that because my mom didn't act like that. Or it's vice versa. It's the exact opposite. And they get their mother was a black woman who was always angry, probably for legitimate reasons. And they go, I'm not trying to deal with that stress again. I dealt with it for 18 years. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So I think it's just like a lose-lose situation for them. But I don't know. That's just where I think it comes from.
And like, I really agree with what you were saying about like how it should be balanced. Like, it's like, okay, I understand, you know, the dad is mad right now, but you shouldn't just always expect the female to be okay too. Like, I don't know. Everything in a relationship requires work and balance. And it's
life requires balance.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, if you really think that only your daddy can get mad, your mama is the only person like is soft and she can't get mad, and if you go out into the world and you see another angry black woman and you're like, oh, she crazy, you're fucking delusional. Like, that makes sense. Like,
but that's the thing. None of this is conscious. None of this is them going, my dad was always angry, but my mom wasn't. So I want a woman like my mom who's not angry. It's just like growing up. It's the reinforcement of, my mom was never angry. Or, God damn, my mom was always angry. Jesus. And damn, these black women are always angry too. Fuck. But they don't, it's subconscious, so they're not tracking back to what's making them angry. They're not asking the right questions. It's just something that that gets noticed over time, and then they go, I don't want to deal with that.
Dang.
I'd actually like to piggyback off of your idea, Remy. I like the initial idea. Like, to me, this question is like, I like to kind of answer it with the idea of brainwashing and gender roles. I think a lot of the times, whether you look at either a black male or a black female, there has been a huge effort to basically dehumanize us. Like, for example, if you just like the past several years, and this will actually go into one of our later sections as well, where it's like there is a huge effort to not only make us have a small spectrum of acceptable emotions, anger being one of them, especially for the Black man. It's okay for a Black man to be angry because aggression is actually seen as an acceptable trait in men. Like, if you've ever heard the quote, boys will be boys, or, oh, maybe they just need to fight it out, or, boys, though, like, they'll just hit each other, or, like, oh, if a girl hits you, she likes you. Aggression is very positively enforced when it comes to the masculine stereotype, whereas for women, it is not. I noticed this a lot that just from, I guess, college, I noticed that a lot of the times in white spaces, more so than Black spaces, a lot of the women that are deemed acceptable are very meek, lack a lot of aggression or any aggression at all. And they're usually in white spaces. When I either talk to white friends or met white people at a party, it seems like when it comes towards women, subservience, not showing anger, not showing any kind of trait that might be considered like negative or masculine in a woman, is usually put down. And I think just by having Black skin, a lot of the times, if you look at our media, like in any ways, like you're talking about the negative stereotypes that are in the Tyler Perry movies, Black people a lot of the time are seen as loud or arrogant or aggressive. And I think while the only reason it's okay for the Black man to do that is because he's a man, and it's not okay for the Black woman to do that because she's a woman. And we see, like, even within our community, we see those stereotypes so much that they almost become kind of truth, or like the accepted truth, not the actual truth, like capital truth. But a lot of the times you'll hear this message subconsciously, kind of like you were talking about the parent thing, Remy. And since you're seeing this so much subconsciously, if you're not always in the presence of like women, you will see them the way the media wants you to see them, which is only the acceptable, you know, feminine traits. And so I think it makes it hard for Black women to express their negative emotions, whether it be anger or grief or jealousy and stuff like that, because the media is against them, and then we perpetuate these ideas subconsciously by saying, you know. And I think if you've ever seen, for example, I think his name is like Pog, the Pog guy on like Twitter, the dude who's like, I only date Pogs or whatever. I only
okay.
Like, I don't know. He's a meme. He's not like a very good meme, because I don't think he's joking. He's saying these things.
Oh.
He's actually just brainwashed into thinking, you know, like light skin is the right skin, like only white women or only like white passing Latino women are what he likes. And he's a Black dude. He's like what I imagine if you've never, like back in the day, if you never listened to Childish Gambino, what you think Childish Gambino would be, like what people make fun of. It's like only Asians, only whites. But anyway, people like him, like if you listen to just his rhetoric or face value, you realize that like he thinks these women are superior because they fit like the description of what the media says is okay, like the emotions that are okay to experience as a woman. But yeah, that's just kind of my two cents on why anger is not acceptable for Black women, or it's not acceptable for them to emote it, is that we kind of enforce that stereotype for women.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess it's not fine, but I mean, I understand and I get it, but I just want to say real quick that our women are not crazy. You know what I'm saying? They just angry, bro. We're all angry.
Real quick, so I do want to hear what Amino's got to say too. The other thing I was just thinking about now is that, like, you also call Latina women crazy. They're gonna stab you for cheating on them or whatever. Like, yeah. I think it's just a brown skinned woman thing. I mean, honestly, yeah. it's a woman thing in general. Honestly, I think that's the thing. I think it's just a very female thing, and then black women tend to get shit on the most in general. So I think they just catch the most.
Honestly, I think you can throw a little bit of colorism in there, and you could say, like, you know, if you put Sofia Vergara, then Zoe Saldana, and then something that rhymes with that, but blacker. If they were to all, like, you know, you have that stereotype around them, I think that Sophia, being as light as she would, that stereotype would be more seen as a joke, only because, like, the media encodes us, or not at least us as black people, but the media encodes other groups, non-black people, to see darker skin as more threatening. So it's like, you would think that, like, an Afro-Latina who is, like, as dark as us, like, if we were a white person, an Afro-Latina looks as dark as us with that stereotype, she might actually cut you, because she might be from fucking, I don't know, Harlem or something. So your mind, like, as a white person or an Asian person or a light passing a Latino person, might be like, well, I'm not fucking with them because they're crazy and they might actually do it. But if you see, like, a light-skinned person with that same stereotype on them, it's like, ah, yeah, they're crazy Latino, ah, and you kind of, like, blow it off as a joke. But I still think that, to some degree, having black skin and is always going to be enmeshed with the idea of, like, being angry.
I agree.
Yeah. Stop calling it crazy, bro. Just stop calling them crazy. We're all here struggling.
Yeah,
that's all.
I mean, any kind of generalization that people make about a specific group of people based on their gender or a race or their complexion is just automatically, I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand, but I'm already going to look at you like, all right, bro, what you making this big? Really? What does that mean? Are you automatically starting off on shaky ground? That shit, unless you've met every single, or even like 80-90% of the subgroup that you're talking about, you can't make a generalization about all of them like that. You can say, in your experience, a lot of the people I've interacted with that have this trait tend to act this way. But if you don't phrase it in that statistically very careful manner, then I'm not trying to hear what you have to say, to be honest. Our black women, bro, most of the black women I know, dark skinned or no, are not crazy. They can get emotional, yeah, but
everybody gets emotional. Like,
everybody gets emotional. So it's like, what you really saying? You just calling them out because you don't like the way they look when it happens. You literally just are looking at them and you're like, but when you do it, it's different. And then, you know, we over here like, bro.
I was just gonna say, low-key, like, the moment you make a generalization, period, you're already on shaky ground. Like, unless you're preferencing it, like, at all, in any way, like, a generalization about literally anything, you're already on shaky ground. Like, unless you're talking about fucking numbers and math, whereas, like, it is literally, there's only one way it can go, like, you're already fucking up. Like, you're already in a dangerous position. And I think it really is one of the things there, like you said, like, I think a lot of it is, like, people not knowing how to express themselves or not knowing how to dig deeper into a situation, so then they just fall back to what they've heard before, which is, oh, they all get angry. It's like, or maybe they were just emotional like everybody else, but you've heard that black women get angry, so this has got to be it. They don't want to look for any other answers.
Like, this that thing that I be talking about, bro. This what Tyler Perry meant. That mad black woman. I get it now. Like life imitates art and shit. Which is cool. not that way. Yeah, but yeah, they're not crazy. Y'all, you leave our black queens alone, bro. They got a lot to deal with. They out here, some of them are becoming single mothers. A lot of them, actually. Some of them, or a lot of them, got to deal with they kids in these underdeveloped communities. Fucking, some don't come home. Like, their children might not come home and shit. Like, they got to go through Mother's Day with a dead child on their conscience and whatnot. Like, just imagining the realities that some of these people got to go through, that a lot of these people got to go through. Leave them alone.
Yeah. Trying to live.
And he's just trying to live.
Yeah. It's crazy because it's like, I think it was like the statistics of a black person, isn't it higher now than it ever has ever been? Like a black father of a household, it's higher now than it's ever been. Oh. But I feel like it would be even higher if they would just stop snatching all of us off the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to jail for petty crimes and these niggas ain't home. So it's like, I feel like the world would be a lot better if they would just stop looking at the general, like, this is a general group of people, and just all look at us as humans. Like, I was talking to Jeremiah, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, but I said something to him about how at the end of the day, male or female, we're all human, and we're all damn near the same. Like, it's, yeah, we're different in, like, hormones and shit, but at the end of the day, we're really exactly the same. Like, we can flip our, we're at the point where we're able to flip our genders now. And, like, we can, and everything is psychological. So if you feel like a girl on the inside, then you're fucking a girl. Like, okay, whatever. At the end of the day, we all have the same type of brain. We're all part of the same machine. And it's just kind of like, I don't know what it's going to take for us to, for that to be realized in the whole general population. But it's, I don't know, man. It's just something that I've been thinking about. And I just mean, don't want, like, people aren't crazy. It's just hard out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think a lot of it has to do with once the old people die. Like, that's the part I'm crossing my fingers for. Like, that's the most humane way. That's the most humane way for it to go. Is like, they're gonna get old, they're gonna die, and hopefully they didn't screw up their children too much, and then we can teach our children the appropriate way, and hopefully we can smooth it over one step at a time. Because it's one of those things where it's like, I think it really it just comes down to perspective, and I feel like the younger generation tend to have better perspective, or not even better. They're capable of shifting their perspective more easily. Because you can look at the differences between male and female. We're just going to use that for the example right now. And you could list off like 100 things that make someone female, 100 things that make them male. And you could look at that list and we can say like 10 things, there are 10 differences. 10 can be a lot to someone. 10 can be small to someone else. And it's really just that perspective of how much is too much, what's little, what's different. Are the individual things extremely big? Does the fact that you have a period, does that make you like, is that like the end all be all for you? I think J.K. Rowling was like fucking going off about that shit when she was having her little tirade. Like, so I think it's just really a matter of perspective, and it's one of those things where no matter what you're talking about, I feel like older generations tend to be less likely to shift their perspective, and then that just creates a whole bunch of problems. So then you end up with generalizations, which we just said does not help anybody.
Yeah, just waiting for that day, man. But I don't know if I'll ever see it. But anyways.
And there you have it. I just want to say, if our beautiful black queens are crazy, us kings are crazy too. But anyways, I feel like this topic is so big and important, we should probably split it up into two parts. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Neon Black Pod, and I'll see you guys in the next one. And remember, the most important color in the box is neon black. Peace.